March 4th, 2024. It's a Monday and it's 7:46 p.m. right now. I'm your host. My name is Sean.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency. You never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals without any regard for what they think. So I just finished eating dinner. It's like, I don't know, 7:52 p.m. Florida time. That's Eastern time. I guess in Florida, like up in the panhandle over towards Alabama, there's another time zone. Or I guess that's touch the mountain time zone. I don't know. I've been in Florida my whole life, and I just found out that there's another time zone in Florida. I did not know that. Anyway, before dinner, see, that's the cool thing that they didn't have when I was a kid. That's another thing they didn't have when I was a kid. Like, they got these vaporizer things now, so you can just, like if you gotta go to the bathroom, you could just, like, hit it real quick. It doesn't even smell like reefer's burning. Doesn't smell like anything at all. And then it's like you can hit it real quick and then put it down. It's like with regular reefer, like, you could not do that. You have to roll it up, pack it in a bowl, smoke it. Has a very distinct smell, period. I mean, you're busted. That's it. There is, I mean, you can try to hide it, but usually you can't. It's just not even worth doing. But with these vaporizers, they do everything the same as reefer did, but they do it with oil and it doesn't smell like reefer at all. It makes you hungry, makes you stupid, makes you crazy sleepy, and you can hit it real quick and it doesn't even smell at all, which is kind of cool. I would say that is superior to marijuana. I would say the buzz is the same. It does everything exactly the same, except for it does not smell like reefer. God, that was a dead giveaway. Like, even still, when I can tell when people have been smoking marijuana, they get in my car, I can tell, I can smell it. I mean, I don't say nothing. And, like, I smell, like, when they got fresh weed in their pocket, I went on their person, I can smell it. I can smell it either way, whether it was burned, whether it was just burned, or whether it was burned a while ago. Like, if it was good or not good. I mean, like, when I was a kid, they actually had not good. I don't even think they got that now. They don't have not good. They don't have brown cow anymore. It's all gooey. Anyway, so what day is today? Monday? I think Friday or Saturday, I got this thing from the child support agency. And it's like, you know, like, you can fill it out and they'll do their own, like, little court hearing thing without you. Of course, they don't need any of the, they don't need the person that the judgment is going against that is going to be the payer or the obligor, as the child support enforcement agency calls it. But they do their own thing, whatever. And, like, I had somebody that was helping me one time, and they said that, like, 30% of those cases, they looked into it, and 30% of those cases go anywhere in the court system. That's just what I was told. But I mean, it's like, I was going to run out the clock, but I don't think I'm going to make it. And so I asked the child support agency for their help. Now, it is said that the law beats logic every time. So if something, if you know something to be factual, if you know something to be true, know something to be wrong at all, the law always beats that no matter what. So I'm hoping, I don't even know, like, as far as I'm concerned, like, you know, let Greece take care of him. I mean, that's where he lives. He doesn't ever contact his father. He never does anything. All I do is, because I'm an American citizen, I'm forced to pay, and I pay under complete duress. And every single month, they turn the knife, and I have to give them some $300 to pay for a child that never, ever contacts his father. I mean, like, I don't think he ever contacted me. So I got to fill out this paperwork. I'm going to scan it in and then print it out and then make copies of it first in case I screw up, because I always screw shit up. I just always do it. And then I'll fill it out. And they said it's faster if you transmit it to them via their online portal or e-services in Florida. It's called e-services. Or there's an address where you can snail mail it to. So I'm like, either way, I can do both. I'll probably electronically transfer because it's quicker. And anything that I can do to make that go quicker. But I want it to be, it doesn't matter what you want. If you're a paying parent, it does not matter what you want. But anyway, I would like it to go back to be retroactive to the date that the petition got started. Like, I don't know, whenever they start the petition. Because, see, what they'll do is they'll just try to, you know, if you try this, if a paying parent tries this, they'll lock them right up. And they don't even play the radio with these people, but they can do whatever they want. They're the child support. There is no way at all that you're paying. And if you don't pay, the child support agency won't call you and freak on you. They'll just do something to your driver's license, make your driver's license disappear. Do something, send a sheriff out to your house. They do whatever they do. They don't freak out on you, but they will start an action on you. And it is possible, like I said, they make it very hard on parents, and it is possible to raise children. Is very hard, though. It was already very hard. It's a very hard thing to do. But then you throw child support in the mix, they make it really close to impossible. They make it way harder than it should be. It's an absolute deterrent to have a family in America.
Well, that was colorful. It's now 6:28 a.m. on the following morning, March 5th, 2024. It's now Tuesday morning. So I'm just getting this podcast done because it needs to be done by tonight. And if I get in front of that, it helps me out a lot. This is something that absolutely needs to be done, period. The paperwork that was sent to me from the child support agency, that also needs to get done. There's a lot of stuff that needs to get done, but that absolutely has to also. So in addition to this podcast, I need to complete scanning in that paperwork, and I need to complete it. I'll probably use Adobe to complete it and then save it and then put my signature on it and transmit it to them. But like, to sign it, I have to like print it out. And then after I sign it in blue ink, I have to scan it in again and then transmit them the wet signature copy. They need to see that. I don't know if they need that, but I'm going to do it anyway. So last night, after I got done eating dinner, I did the first half of this podcast. So, like, when I go out to eat dinner, I don't have to drive or do anything for the rest of the night. So, I tend to get into the vaporizer, as you can see. And because I think it's a side effect of not talking to anybody. Well, not having any friends or girlfriends. I do talk to people all the time. But I never noticed this before. But when I hit the vaporizer, then I tend to talk a lot. I remember when I was like 20 or 30 years ago or whatever, that when somebody said something about a vaporizer, I thought it was like a big thing. Like, you know, it was like a big thing, like a bong. It was big. And then you put the weed on the screen and then it vaporizes it. And supposedly it was a different buzz or stronger or something. But it still seems similar to me. But now the vaporizers that they got are small. They're like they're kind of like a number two pencil. They're about that size. And they're very effective. I like them way better than a pre-roll. I like them way better because they don't give off the crazy scent of burnt marijuana. That is indistinguishable. If once you smell that, you know that something is going on. I smell it all the time now. All the time. And it's absolutely distinct. Now, a vaporizer, you can't smell the vapor that comes out of it. There's people that have been in my car, principals and vice principals. I guess there is something they can put in the school because they're having a problem in these bathrooms. And they put these sensors with alarms in there and they can tell the difference between vapor from a vaporizer or smoke from cigarettes, I guess. So, and they're having a huge problem with people vaping in the bathrooms. So they put those in the bathrooms. So, like, when I was a kid, smoking cigarettes in the bathroom used to be a problem. Now, it's vaporizers in the bathroom are a problem. That is the difference. One of the differences, anyways. There's a lot of them. So, here's the deal about the child support agency. Whenever it's going to always start out when it's in family court. So, when you get into family court, if you're getting ready to go to family court, then this is what you should do. This is your one shot. Things are going to happen that are bad in this court hearing for both parents. Things are going to be bad. So no matter what, you need to get that child support number down as low as possible, because if you have to come back, it's going to be very, very hard to change that. So right now, you need to concentrate on getting that number as low as possible. And back child support to the complete number that you as a parent are going to owe after that hearing is over needs to be as low as possible. It needs to be, this is, if you get it as low as possible right now, it's going to save you a lot of money in the future. Because in order to change the judgment that is signed by a judge, it's going to be very hard. You have to get the lawyers together. You're probably going to end up in mediation and then back to court. And these lawyers charge exorbitant amounts of money. So if you have to hire a lawyer, that right there is going to cost you a lot of money. And what are we talking about? Getting your child support lowered down $500 a month, maybe, if you're lucky. I would say it's a way better choice to get that number as low as possible in the first hearing while you're in the courtroom and completely negate having to hire a lawyer or go through the process in the future. Completely negate it. Deviate from those guidelines if you have to. Get that number for back child support and your monthly obligation down as low as possible when you go into family court for the first time. Your child support, your monthly child support obligation is going to be set off the income that you have right now. So, for example, like right now, if the work that you're doing, if they give you overtime or whatever, child support is going to be based on that right now. So if they take that over time away, you're still going to be paying the same amount of child support. Your child support is going to always be based on your income right then. And in order for you to change that, you need to either hire and submit a petition or do what I'm doing, have them do it by themselves. The best thing that can happen is the mother and father can agree that they don't need the child support agency in their life. And they agree to disagree. That's really the best thing to keep the child support agency and the family courts completely out of your life if possible, or as much as possible. Like, for example, like to stay out of the family courts, because the family courts is a huge deterrent. I would advise doing everything marriage wise except for the marriage license. I mean, you can even change your name to whatever you want if that's what you want to do. But a marriage license, what that does is that causes a huge problem and you will end up in family court over that. I would say don't do it. Just stay boyfriend and girlfriend for as long as possible. That way, if anything does happen, then both people just go their separate ways and there's no family court involved. But if they get a marriage license, they're going to have to go through the family court. And that right there is 50% of whatever you have currently. 50% is significant. I would say if you're going to get a marriage license in the United States of America, the best thing to do is sign a prenuptial agreement. Both parties need to sign them. That is not saying that there is going to be divorce. Just sign it and then scan it in and stick it up in the cloud somewhere so you always have it. That saves a lot. That saves so much trouble. Like, even if you have nothing at the time, especially if you have nothing at that time, both parties should sign a prenuptial agreement that they will decide or whatever, you know, between the assets at that time, whatever a prenuptial agreement says. Like, I've been married twice. The first time I had no prenuptial agreement. And she told me that I was worth $300,000 when we were going through the divorce. I found this out. I was worth $300,000 and she wanted her half. That's what she said. So I carried something in my car, and then, you know, when she was down and out needed money, I told her I'd give her a check in exchange for her signature on this document, and it worked. She did it. Anyway, so my second marriage, I had a prenuptial agreement, and that made it literally a piece of cake. Like, she signed the divorce thing, and that was it. I went into the family court and I showed them the prenuptial agreement and the divorce thing, and that was it. It was pretty much done. It was like done in like, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes. It was like way different, way better with a prenuptial agreement. And a lot of people think, you know, the prenuptial agreement is like planning for something to go wrong in the relationship, and that is not at all what it's doing. Not at all. It's extremely necessary. I would say, as it is right now, the child support agency and these family courts, they have the law on their side. The way that the law is written is completely on their side. So you have to comply with whatever they say to do. You have to do it right now. There has been no change implemented. So whatever they say, they have the law on their side. You got to do what they say do, and it'll get worse. The best thing to do if you owe child support right now is pay that bar and do whatever you got to do to come up with that money to make that happen, and file a petition to change or lower child support, because, you know, whatever, something significant has happened in your life. So if you're facing child support right now, the best thing to do is make the payment and work with your lawyer or work by yourself or work with the family court system to get a hearing, because you want that lowered. You want to change or modify the current support order. It's a pain in the neck, but it's absolutely necessary. That's why it is much better in the beginning when you're in family court to handle everything and get that number as low as possible.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Wow.
That was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I paid July, June 25th. I paid it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals, without any regard for what they think.